Since actions and attitudes do have moral connotations, but emotions don't have moral connotations, then it's very important, number one, to demoralize emotions. If I can demoralize emotions, it will give people permission to talk about them. If you believe that feeling a certain way is wrong and you shouldn't feel that way, you're not going to tell us how you feel. Because telling us how you feel will get our judgment, you see. It will get our negative opinion about you. It will be admitting something that I don't think you're really admitting, because emotions really aren't bad. But we need to demoralize them to give people permission to talk about them, to feel them. Feelings are not a measure of spirituality. Faith in Jesus Christ is a measure of spirituality. Feelings are not, they're a measure of humanity. They're a measure of my humanity. And martyring my feelings to prove how much I love God is a travesty. It's ignoring who God made me to be. It's a slap in God's face. He made me a feeling person. So many people that I know martyr their feelings. They pretend not to feel how they feel, or they let you know how they feel, but they'll do it anyway, to prove how spiritual they are, that they can do this right thing even though they feel so badly about it. Now, I'm not saying just do what your feelings tell you, and you'll hear that as I go on. Martyring my feelings to prove that how much I love God is dishonest. It's filthy rags. It's self-righteous works. What I feel might indicate something about my morality, but it doesn't make me moral or immoral. In Christ, we get value as a gift.